And now on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, the back page with Michael Carayannis.
MC, how are you going, mate?
Yeah, top good. Out. You might find Corey Norman's wallet floating around there too. I think
Corey, that's right. Corey Norman was there too. What a cruel
he left his wallet.
He left his wallet. Of course he did. That's how they found him, because he said I wasn't there, but they said, but here's your wallet. We just found it here. wow, Michael, you're going to struggle to top that story, I would think. But the Kangaroos are flying out today, so have you got any late mail, any news? We're talking about the very first game against Fiji is going. Brandy speaks from experience, from Kangaroo Tour experience. The best side plays the first game. It's the hardest pool game Australia face, Fiji. You know, some of the key positions, who gets them?
Well, I'm not sure if Australia will pick their full strength lineup for this one. There's some suggestion that they're going to build into the tournament and see how it goes. Obviously, the grand final guys got into camp last night. They won't train today. So I think it'll depend on how they pull up. That will dictate how full strength they go. But I think they're leaning towards maybe not playing some of those guys and then building into the tournament and seeing what their full strength 17 is for the quarterfinals.
Really, really. There's plenty of time for those. Like October 15 is the game, Australia Fiji. So there is plenty of time. Anyway,
Sunday week our time. Early morning.
Sunday week, and that Fiji side does. When you go through that side, it's a handy side. The Saifidi brothers, the Sims brothers, Taruva.
I think that's the train on squad, Brandy. The Sims boys and Saifidis aren't there, so it's a pretty weakened side. Yeah, it's a pretty weak side, Fiji. It's not a Fiji side that we've been accustomed to in the past. I think they're going to struggle in this tournament, so it probably does open up for the Kangaroos to potentially... Look, I was in and around camp yesterday, and that was the suggestion. It's not locked in stone yet or anything like that, but the suggestion is that they're going to look to build in the tournament, which, you know, may indicate that.
But I see, MC, they play Scotland and Italy. Like,
I'm with you. I'm with you.
It won't matter. Like, it. How will Mal be able to tell who his best lineup is? I think he goes in with the idea of who his side is, because they'll destroy Scotland and Italy.
Yeah. I think they'll destroy Fiji too. To be fair,
if all those players are out, yes.
Yeah. So it's, you know, the interesting ones, obviously the halfback. Surely Nathan's got the jump on DCE now, and whether they stick with a combination of Valentine Holmes and Mari Tuolungi as the centre wing combination. I think there was some suggestion that Jack Whited might have been a shoo-in to start alongside Latrell Mitchell in the centres, but obviously they're both left-sided players, so that opens up the door for, you know, a Val Holmes Mari Tuolungi combination, or, you know, Campbell Graham to potentially get a shot there.
Yeah, that's right. And we've got a text message here from the Windsor Warrior, and he said, so you've got Mitchell and Holmes in the centres, Adokar and Tuolungi on the wings. I would argue it's a stronger lineup with Holmes on the wing and Whiten in the centres.
That's the way I would have gone. But speaking of people yesterday, I'm not sure that's in their head, that's their full strength side. They're looking at that potential Cowboys combination.
Holmes has certainly done enough to deserve being the first centre pick, just about, on form this year. I thought he had a magnificent year for the Cowboys.
Oh, he did.
One of the reasons they played so well. And playing in the centres, if you're about rewarding performance in the NRL in the positions they've played, then that's it. Were you having breakfast there, Michael? What's going on there, mate? You're just cracking the eggs? What's going on there?
I'm just walking around the kitchen, mate. It's a bit early, so just got to, you know, got to get things going for the household.
Good. Now, Dragons.
Dragons have got their man. On Michael Carayannis. So it's crazy stuff.
Dragons, if we're talking about. Yeah.
Did they up the money? They had to up the money.
Well, if we're talking about players that aren't, playing in their position for rep football, Ben Hunt's obviously one of them. He'll be probably off the bench for the Kangaroos. But yes, the Dragons and Ben Hunt have got a deal done. He rejected their offer twice. Before they went back and slightly raised it. So I don't think it's got to the $1 million mark, which is what Ben was looking at. But I wouldn't be surprised if those final figures are around that $950 a season, which is still, for me, too much money to pay in 2 or 3 years' time. With all due respect for Ben Hunt and where the Dragons are at, I think it's probably a little bit too much.
Yeah, I think you have to, you know, you have to make it clear that the 2 years is not next year and the year after. The 2 years is tacked on to the end of next year. So that's he's got a 3 year deal at the Dragons left.
Michael,
do you know any roughly? Do you know some figures potentially what he could have got elsewhere? Like, were the Dolphins still in the market for Marquee? Would they have gone the seven figures for Ben Hunt?
You know what? I think Ben Hunt, if he hit the market, he could have got $1 million next season and potentially the year after for teams. I know he wasn't off contract, right? But for teams that thought they could win the comp, right? I think someone would have found the money to get someone like Ben Hunt in. Whether he would have got it in for that third year, I'm not sure. But this is my argument with the Dragons. The Dragons aren't winning the comp next year or the year after. So I'm not sure I would have outlaid that sort of cash for Ben Hunt. I know he was their best player. But the Dolphins, I don't think the Dolphins had a genuine interest in him. Ben wants to return home to Queensland eventually. So I think if there was significant interest from the Dolphins or the Titans or the Broncos, he might have gone there. But I just don't think there was that genuine interest for that sort of money.
And now Jaden Sullivan, will he move to the Dogs, as has been reported?
Not sure if he will move, Brandy, or not, but I think he wants to move, and that will play out over the next couple of days, I guess, whether he fronts up straight away and asks for a release or, you know, lets it sit for a few days. But, the suggestions are that, you know, once Ben Hunt did get done, well, Jaden would ask for a release.
And Scott Penn is back in town. Do you think Des Hasler will be the coach next year?
Honestly, I don't think so. I don't see how this is going to work out in Des's favour. He wants another year. They've made it clear they're not going to give him another year. The only way he accepts, I guess, potentially another 12 months is if he agrees to the club's plans and puts in place a successor. He wants, his ideal plan is Josh Hannay, so he'll get another, the Cronulla assistant. So I think Des would love to get another 12 months and work with Josh Hannay for another, for 2 years, and then have him come in over the top of Des in 2025. But look, I don't think that's the path the club wants to go.
And just before you go, MC, what about Ryan Madison deciding to take the 3-game suspension rather than pay the $4,000 fine? Can he serve any of these suspensions, any of these games, before the season gets underway?
I'd have to double check, but I think in the past you could use one trial game. I'm not sure if that rule has changed or not. But I'd have to double check. I'll try and get you guys an answer before the show ends.
Your thoughts on him opting to do that?
If I'm a Parramatta fan, I'm filthy. I'm filthy. No doubt about it. Off the back of losing a grand final, and $4,000 is $4,000. But if you're on $600,000 or $650,000, you know, it's not a significant chunk of your salary. If you're a guy, you know, on $50,000 part time and trying to make ends meet, no worries. I get it. But he's obviously put himself in front of the team. And you know what, Brandy? I think that's a reflection of all that is wrong in Parramatta's senior leadership group. That's my opinion on the Eels.
Yeah, strong stuff, Michael. Strong stuff. I don't think too many will disagree with you. And that's certainly what we're getting from our open line, from our text line. You can have your say on what Michael has just said. 1-300-01-1170.
Good chatting, MC.
0457-736-736. Thanks, guys. You go back and grill that halloumi, Michael. Grill the halloumi, mate.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, eat it while it's warm.